Two things before we start. Firstly, there is a lot of wind in this episode. I cut out a chunk which was just too hard to listen to. But apologies if you're a little bit annoyed during or distracted during those windy bits. I've tried to get rid of the worst of it. Secondly, I decided actually to close my second Instagram account. So if you were thinking about going to follow at CarlosophiesHD, don't bother. Everything is going to be on my regular Instagram account, which is at Carlosophies. All right, here we go. Carlosophies, in my experience and my experiment. So I'm out doing a big coastal walk today. I just needed some time out by myself. So I'm doing an extra long one today. It's probably about 6 and a bit k's, all up and downhill along the coast. It's pretty beautiful. And I'm about nearly 45 minutes in. I've been thinking a lot about being a projector and human design and how I've been experimenting with it for nearly 4 years now. And recently I started my own Instagram account called, it's at CarlosophiesHD. And I've been pondering doing a podcast, like a separate one just on human design, posting sporadically, because I felt like I needed a separate space. But I don't know, now I'm thinking, this is a classic third line thing, now I'm thinking I don't actually need a separate space. Like, people can dip out if they don't want to hear about human design, you know, and skip those episodes or listen to them, but not, you know, like, I think I'm still figuring out my beliefs around human design, because it is kind of like a pseudoscience, and so I'm still kind of wrapping my head around, like, how reliable the information is. And I feel like it's true, because when I read my design, I really resonate with, like, the vast majority of it. It's like, wow, I've never felt so seen in my life. And it gives me this deep permission to be myself. And I think that's the whole thing, right? Like, that's enough. Whatever the tools are that make you feel seen and understood so that you can show up more fully expressed as yourself, I think that's, you know, that's a good thing. I've been thinking a lot about, you know, I think I spoke about this maybe in a previous episode, that didn't actually make it out there, but I was talking about coaching. And, you know, my whole thing is always, when I think about things, is like, first do no harm. You know, like, if I'm going to do coaching, it's so windy. Hang on, just let me get around this corner. That's intense. Like, if I'm doing coaching, yeah, like, first do no harm, you know, like, and so I was unsure, I guess, as to, wow, it's so windy, as to how, like, yeah, if this was something that could potentially be harmful. I have seen actually it in a, like, there's also this tricky thing where it's like, yes, we can embrace who we are, but we also have to exist in society, you know? Oh, here comes the wind again. God, sorry. And what does that, you know, what does that mean? Does it mean that we do have to shave parts of ourselves off in order to function in a society? Because this is, you know, like, living in a society, it's not just you, you're interacting with other people and their designs, and maybe we can be unapologetically us and give no fucks, but I don't know that I can operate in that way. And I think that's probably part of my design, actually. You know, and sometimes there are people who use their design to almost excuse bad behavior. But I've just been thinking about, you know, like, do I need a separate space, or is this just something I can bring in to things where I feel like it?
Does it need, like, and do I actually, as a projector, have the energy to split my energy and put some of it into this basket and some of it into that basket? Like, is two Instagram accounts where the HD stuff does support all the other work I do in the world, is that, like, is it overkill? So I'm kind of pondering with maybe bringing it all back in and just having my one central Carlosophies account and sharing all of it here and or there and here, right? Like, I don't need a second podcast to talk about human design. I can talk about human design here, and if people are interested, they're interested, and if they're not, they can, you know, skip out of those episodes. I might just label them or something, so it's easy to see, oh yeah, this one's about human design, I'm not that interested in it, cool, bypass this week, you know. But even then, I feel like there's good lessons in all of the stuff that I'll talk about when I talk about human design for all of us. Like, there's general rules, like, as a projector, that question of, do I have the energy to put into here and here, is, you know, it's kind of a good question for all of us, because even, you know, energetic types, the generators of the world, they still have to, you know, they still have to be mindful of their energy and make sure that they're putting that energy into things that are bringing them a sense of satisfaction over frustration, right? So yeah, so there's lessons in this for everyone, whether you, you know, are into human design or not. So yeah, and so the other thing I've been thinking about is, like, being a bit more, I don't know, experimenting with being a bit more, not radical, because I don't really do anything radically. It's not necessarily my style, but I feel like, you know, like, really experimenting with the projector invitation recognition thing. And because here's the thing, this is what I was thinking before I left home to come down here. I found it really difficult. Like, I had three options of things that I could do. One was go to Bod Squad, but I felt like I didn't necessarily want to be around other people today. I just was really craving my own space and nature. Or I could go for a walk, this walk that I'm doing right now. Or I could do the, well, actually I'm doing the extended walk right now, or I could do the walk that I usually do, which is close to, you know, 45, oh, it's about an hour actually. You know, which one did I want to do? And this is the thing about being a projector, is it can be really hard to make my mind up when there's no invitation, right? Like, it's even hard for me to decide what to eat, like, unless there's some kind of invitation. Like, those meaningless decisions are just so, like, yeah, I just find them so, they take up so much mental space. And this is the thing about following your strategy and authority, is, like, our decisions aren't meant to be made in our minds. They're made by our own personal, you know, authority, which is some form of body intelligence usually, you know. So for me, it's splenic. It's like a knowing in the moment. But my strategy is to wait for invite. So, yeah, sometimes I just find those decisions as to what to do quite difficult to make. But if someone invites me somewhere, the decision is quite easy for me to make. Like, I have, you know, more of a, I don't know, like a splenic response to that. And, you know, and it's the same, like, when I'm thinking about what I want to create. Like, I'm in this space now where Miko's heading back to work, or he will be back at work by the time this episode goes to air. And, you know, and I've got some projects on the go that I have to wrap up, hopefully before the end of the year. And, you know, I want to start 2022 on kind of a clean slate, where I can bring in what I want to bring in, and you know, like, yeah, whatever. see where life takes me. But I've just been, yeah, not sure. Oh, I don't even know what I was saying. I just completely lost the plot then. It was like, poof, gone. I was talking about splenic authority and not really knowing what I wanted to do, space opening up. Yeah, and so, like, with that space, you know, I feel this pressure to create something, but I never really know what to create. So it's kind of confusing. So for a projector, we don't have our own, life force energy. We're a non-energy being. So we need to plug in. Like for me, I'm here as a guide. I'm here to guide other people's creative energy. And for me to be able to do that in a sustainable way, I need to be plugged in to someone and guiding their energy or around them so that I can generate my own energy. So yeah, it's an interesting conundrum because I love creating, but the inspiration isn't always there. And so I've been really thinking about, okay, well, going for the walk, sure, you make a decision or whatever. and it's difficult, but like with the work thing, maybe that's actually why we're meant to wait for the invite, because then obviously the energy is going to be there. But also it takes the decision making out of it, like the mental decision making. And for a projector too, what we're really after is recognition. So to create something for our own pleasure can be confusing. I do feel like I'm done with seeking recognition. I do feel like I'm done with trying to be seen and see what comes my way. Trust that there are opportunities. I feel like part of the problem actually is that people are often waiting for something from me. And I'm spending a lot of time trying to figure out what that is, or I have in the past wasted a lot of time and energy trying to figure out that what that is, when actually it's up to those who recognize me to invite me to things, not for me to come up with it for them, unless there's an invitation there, So I guess that's what I mostly want to experiment with, is that whole, if I do just sit still and conserve my energy and read and study and do things that feel good for me in the moment, what happens from there? Because I think part of the problem with the projector is often we make ourselves too available because we so, desperately want recognition that we feel like we have to be there all the time in order to be recognized. Where I think sometimes being less available is, makes people want to seek you out more. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, what I'm playing with. And we'll see where that goes. But yeah, so I think what I'll end up doing is just pulling everything into the one place. And in this podcast, there will be human design talk when I feel like it. And there'll be life talk when I feel like it. And I think I might go back to just having one Instagram. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Because I'm a really multifaceted, multi-passionate person. And I think that's one thing that I've realized just very recently again, is that that's okay. It's okay to have lots of different things on the go and not be able to put yourself in a box. You know, that's an old way of doing business. And I'm trying a new way out. So we'll see if it works. All right, I'm heading up a hill. Until next week, peace out.
Carlos and Fees, I'm Carly Nimmo.